Outdoor with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
It's a quarter to three. It's time now for Worth It, the part of the program where we take a look at a popular product or consumer trend with the help of an expert to help you figure out whether or not it is worth it. This afternoon, you are going to learn about smart toilets. They promise to be a more enjoyable, luxurious, hygienic experience. They've got all the bells and whistles, but they can come with a hefty price tag. So, are these toilets worth the money? Do they really make things cleaner? Helping you with answers to questions like that, Dr. Cameron Jones, who is the Director of Biological Health Services. Dr. Jones, thank you for joining us.
Hello there. Hi, Kat.
These smart toilets, I guess, very popular in Japan for a very long time, starting to emerge in bathroom shops in pretty significant numbers across Australia. And given there's a bit of a reno boom on at the moment, a lot of people are interested in updating their bathrooms. They do promise to be hygienic. What else do you know about these toilets?
My opinion is that they're a really good idea because standard toilets often don't meet the needs of elderly or disabled people. And that's because we're all focusing on how we can make our homes more livable. And these new innovations in toilet design, whilst they might be a little bit amusing, if you stop to consider the fact that with an aging population, it's more difficult, even if you make the floor plan of the house, change it around so that this concept of changing places with bathrooms and how bathrooms are used, it's a great idea with innovations which will allow people to, for example, not need personal assistance with bathroom, and it can allow people to maintain their dignity for longer. So it is a really good idea. It's not just something as an add-on afterthought.
How do they work?
Well, a lot of these bathrooms, in a sense, are modelled to combine one or more features together. So when people talk to me about these smart bathrooms, we're really talking about combining the, obviously, the stool or urine is disposed of into the bowl. But then there's the fact of the matter that there is a wiping action. And in a sense, these toilets address that aspect of toileting, and they combine them. So it's the European bidet and toilet combination. And whilst it might always be used, it might not always need to be used. It's an advantage if you can imagine a situation at some foreseeable time in the future where people may be less mobile and they may not have the ability to look after themselves. So they're an excellent idea. Also, some of these toilets make use of recycled water. And what do I mean by that? Well, basically, the water which is used in hand washing may be recycled into the toilet so that you're limiting or reducing the amount of water use. And that's always a good idea.
From a health perspective, I suppose, looking at it from a hygienic point of view, given your experience with microbiology, Dr. Jones, do you rate these toilets as far superior to the run-of-the-mill regular loo that you might have in the bathroom?
I think the standard hand washing and toilet etiquette should be followed, but anything that combines two functions and allows someone to solve a problem that they may not have at present but may have in the future, it's a really good idea. It's forward planning and planning for a problem, and I think that's a great idea.
They can be fairly expensive. What sort of prices have you seen for these kinds of bathrooms?
You've got me there. I think there are a couple of... I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, I have seen some upwards of $30,000 for the top-of-the-line Japanese brand. There is, a Spanish manufacturer that seems to be selling them at a major plumbing supplier in Australia for far less than that, but still a bit more than the average lav, maybe $1,000 to $2,000. I'm curious, given that you sort of seem to be outlining health benefits here, why they haven't been more common in Australia? Why are we only starting to see them now?
Because the standard toilet etiquette with toilet paper is traditional. It's something that everyone is familiar with, and it works. So why do you need to innovate and do something different? Well, it really comes down to this concept of who else could be foreseeably likely to be using the bathroom, and that is the elderly or the less mobile, the disabled population, and anyone with physical limitations, even if they're short term. And so there are advantages to be had with an innovation of this type.
Well, I guess in your view then, Dr. Cameron Jones, are these smart toilets really worth it?
Yes, I'd have to say they are. And if you delve into the literature, there is a lot of research going on merging artificial intelligence and machine learning as well to carry out functions like urine analysis, stool analysis, even the concept of measuring the microbiome from what goes into the smart toilet. Hmm. So it's certainly an emerging area of research, and it falls under the umbrella of what's termed precision medicine, which is all about prevention and early detection of disease. So these sort of hybrid concepts merging what's known in the literature and attempting to optimize people's health is really a good foundation principle of healthcare, and it's just a good idea.
So I'm just picking up from you there. So the idea that we might be flushing less drinkable water down the toilet, which, you know, is a good thing,
sure,
but also making more of the material that we'd otherwise flush without a second thought to understand our physical health in more comprehensive, greater detail.
Oh, absolutely. You've summed that up really well. And this is a waste product which really we're not taking advantage of. And a lot of scientists and engineers are working on these smart bathrooms, smart toilets, taking advantage of sensors to track through and pick up problems before they are a serious issue.
Huh.
And this happens in the aircraft industry all the time, where sensors are used throughout the life cycle of an aircraft in order to detect problems at the very initial outset. And things like smart toilets, they're just starting to be integrated into the marketplace. But over time, there will be an increasing reliance on picking up data, which is going to waste currently.
Yeah, being flushed down the drain. Quite literally. So you could be bowling up to your GP with your very own samples and a little bit of insight, some data to work with. That is very interesting, Dr. Jones. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Dr. Cameron Jones, Director of Biological Health Services on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, and that was Worth It.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.